Westlock. Westlock County councillors have given unanimous consent to their top two politicians to go forward with the legal advice the municipality asked for following a four-hour, council-only meeting in early February. A meeting followed 24 hours later by Sao K. Spies taking an unexpected 6-week leave. Councillors went in camera briefly at their February 22 meeting to discuss a personnel matter, and when they emerged voted 7-0 to pass a resolution to direct the Reeve and Deputy Reeve to proceed pursuant to the legal advice that had been requested back on February 3. Reeve Christine Weiss said she and Deputy Reeve Ray Marquette have not yet followed up on that advice, but she expects that to happen soon. We have not done it yet. I still have to talk to the Deputy Reeve today to go forward with what council decided, said Weiss February 24. I'm hoping this is done before the next meeting. We have to reach out to a third party, and when you have to reach out to a third party, who knows? It's out of our control at that point. How we got here at the conclusion of a 4-hour and 14-minute meeting February 3, a gathering that Spies and Community Services Coordinator Adrian Finnegan attended but exited after only 3 minutes, a motion made by Cown. Jared Stitson and passed by Council directed the Reeve to get a legal opinion on in-camera item 9.1. Weiss, who hasn't specifically said what the legal opinion was about, or why it was needed, said the meeting was originally called to get Council more focused, and get in a better direction because we're all over the place. Spies, who started with the county in April 2021, began her 6-week leave the day after the meeting. As to whether Spies will return, Weiss previously stated that she's been provided a return-to-work date of March 18. The Westlock News reached out to Spies February 8, the municipality's 10th sow in the last 8 years, but has not received a reply. The previous council conducted a 6-month review of Spies' contract October 12, 6 days before the municipal election, while a formal review of the sow by the current council is slated for March. Spies replaced Leo Ludwig, who led the county from 2016 to 2020. Ludwig's final 5 months at the municipality were spent on paid leave, and his resignation was officially announced in September that year. Until Spies was hired, Rick McDonald served as interim sow, the second time he had filled the position for the municipality. McDonald said previously that the constant turnover had negatively impacted workplace culture and morale at the county, while Spies said in her initial interview with the news in April 2021 that the constant change in CAOs has been a massive problem here. It's one that's created a lot of inconsistency. What's been happening since February 9th, Pat Vincent has been acting as interim sow, a position he previously held in the summer of 2016 when he served as interim sow between the tenures of Dwayne Coleman and Ludwig. Rosemary Offrey, who's previously served as sow for the town of Rainbow Lake and manager of corporate services for the MD of Greenview, acted as interim sow for the February 8 council meeting. Vincent counts 46 years of municipal government experience and most recently served as sow of Parkland County from August 2007 until he officially retired January 1, 2015, in the years since he has taken on other interim sow postings. He is currently being paid $159 per hour, plus expenses like mileage, meals and hotel accommodations, as he's staying at the Westlock Inn during the work week. Weiss gave kudos to Vincent for stepping in on short notice, saying many staffers remember him from his time with the municipality in 2016. I've been hearing good things. And I think it helps that he's been here previously. A lot of the staff know him and his style, said Weiss. He's very knowledgeable and we're pretty fortunate to have him in step in. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.